Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At an economic summit in China, President Obama is turning attention to the Islamic State. He's consulting with leaders of Turkey and Britain, important allies with their own challenges. President Obama arrived Saturday in Hangzhou for this G20 gathering, where he and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced that they had committed their nations to a landmark climate deal brokered last year in Paris.
The Paris Agreement alone won't solve the climate crisis, but it does establish an enduring framework that enables countries to ratchet down their carbon emissions over time and to set more ambitious targets as technology advances.
Total number of 26 parties, accounting for 39% of global emissions, are signed up to the agreement that sets nation-by-nation targets for cutting carbon emissions. The agreement still needs 29 parties representing at least 16% more of global emissions to enter into the force. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Ali was hanged in a jail near Dhaka, the capital, after a final meeting with family members. Country's highest court had rejected his final appeal, and Ali subsequently said he would not seek presidential clemency, thus assuring his execution. Turkey has sent more tanks into northern Syrian villages there to support Syrian rebels fighting the Islamic State. At least 20 tanks, 5 armored personnel carriers, trucks, other armored vehicles crossed the border, marking Turkey's second incursion since it launched its so-called Euphrates Shield on August the 24th. This is VOA News.